Coding interview data can be done using a variety of strategies. If you're interested in reading about how qualitative researchers code data, you can check out Johnny Saldana's books, where he offers names and specific examples of different kinds of coding strategies. The most important part about coding your data is that you're trying to give a name to the chunked data. The name you give should represent the essence of the particular chunk of data. Click the button to learn about the example. You should write your codes in the margins so the margins you used in your transcription become very helpful. If you cut your data or don't have enough space in your margins, you can write the code onto a post-it note and place it on your chunked data. If you're a visual person, some teacher researchers find it helpful to color code. They assign a code a particular color and use that same color throughout their coding. If you have codes in mind before you start, that's fine. You should write those down in a notebook or on a dedicated page and define what those codes mean. By defining the code, you can provide consistency in using that code as you analyze the rest of your interviews and your other qualitative data. If you don't already have codes in mind, that's okay. Codes can emerge from the data. This is a process called open coding, and it's perfectly acceptable if you don't have predetermined things you're looking for in your data. Make sure that you keep a list of the codes that you're creating, as this will help you define the code later on and develop consistency in your coding as you progress. At this point, stop and code your data.